To paraphrase Freud, sometimes a sausage is just a sausage. But not so when examined by Lucky Peach. The Irreverent magazine's editor-in-chief and co-founder, Chris Ying, conducted a survey of the world's most popular tubed meats in his new book, The Worst of Lucky Peach. And that's, you know, W-U-R-S-T. Our contributor, David Lead, who is admittedly sausage-obsessed, found the idea of a sausage compendium irresistible.
Welcome to the show, Chris.
It's great to be here.
So tell me, why sausage? What is it about sausage that made Lucky Peach and you write your first single subject book?
Can I be totally honest with you about this?
Of course.
A lot of things that we do at Lucky Peach sort of start as a joke. And when we were trying to come up with what our first subject would be for this series of single subject cookbooks, you know, I think this pun, the worst of Lucky Peach, occurred to me. Mm-hmm. And I suggested that as a book title. And from there, you know, we kicked around some other ideas, but realized that a sausage book called the Worst of Lucky Peach was really the best idea we had. So that's why we decided on sausage to begin with.
Well, that's just as good of a reason as any. It's very Lucky Peach. And speaking of very Lucky Peach, this is not a traditional cookbook.
Yeah, it's not exactly a cookbook. We sort of imagined it as kind of a Lucky Peach issue gone crazy. but yeah, there's a lot of kind of essays and information and humorous bits and rants, and then a good number of recipes to go with it.
Well, I think it's great because you have all of these op-ed pieces or what you call rants throughout the book, which really give a lot of humor and a lot of voice to this particular topic of sausage. And as you were going through the book and writing it and collecting all the information from your contributors, what are some of your favorite international sausages?
each continent kind of has its own things that it's known for. You know, Europe being sort of the mothership of sausages, mm-hmm. from which so many of these other ones spring. You know, anywhere that colonialism has gone, basically European sausages have gone as well. So, you know, in Europe, you've got the Käsekrainer, the cheese stuffed sausage from Austria, which is a favorite of mine, and mm-hmm. and in Thailand, you know, you've got your Isan sausages, which are these little tiny sour orbs that look as though they're cells that haven't fully split. Those are some favorites of mine, and you know, in America, I think I gotta say just the chili dog is kind of my favorite hot dog. I grew up with chili dogs. I think those were sort of my formative sausage experiences.
And as you and your contributors were basically globe hopping writing this book, what are some of the must and must nots that you fell upon and came up with when it came to sausage making, sausage eating, sausage cooking?
So sausage cooking mm-hmm. can be sort of a delicate proposition because you've got this thing that is being held together by, in most cases, this natural intestinal casing. And if you're not careful, it can burst early in the cooking and you're going to mm-hmm. lose sort of all of the goodness of what's inside the sausage. That being said, they're also more forgiving than, I would say, a steak or a piece of chicken breast or something like that. So it's kind of just about being intelligent with your heat management when it comes to cooking a sausage. If you're going to grill it, say, you can mark it first on a higher, hotter part of the grill, and then move it to the cooler indirect heat to sort of finish cooking gently and slowly and let all of those kind of fats and everything break down inside of the sausage.
Mm-hmm. Talk to me about some of the do's and don'ts for braising sausage, also smoking sausage.
Braising sausage is a really underutilized form of cooking sausages. I think that people who are from Green Bay and have eaten brats will probably be more familiar with that method than the rest of the country. But, you know, we usually think about sausages as being cooked in a pan or over a grill or occasionally smoked. But when you braise a sausage, that is to say, you know, sear it briefly and then kind of nestle it in whatever aromatic herbs and vegetables, onions and alliums and things like that, and then kind of mm-hmm. cook it gently with liquid, you get this really entirely different thing. It's not a sausage that you kind of snap into and have the juices come out. It has the same effect as braising a pork shoulder or anything else like that. The meat kind of becomes this really soft and, you know, succulent thing that is not how we generally think of sausage. And then actually once you've braised it, you can take it out, cool it, and then grill it to get a little char on there. But
and a little bit of a snap.
A little bit of snap back in there, yeah. But I find braising sausage to be such a thing that not enough people are doing. Smoking sausages, for those who have access to a smoker or have the patience and wherewithal to set up some indirect heat, is amazing too, and I think is an art form that's probably best practiced in Texas, in hill country barbecue establishments. At least that's where I've had my favorite ones. But when you're making a sausage, you're basically recreating this cut of meat, you know, and you're using these cuts of meat that have lots of collagen and things in common with slow cooking cuts. Mm-hmm. These sort of indirect smoking or braising, break these down really slowly and gently, like I said, just like a pork shoulder or a pork belly or, you know, a lamb shank or something like that. So you get this very different but equally delicious end result.
So what is the takeaway that you would like people to have when they pick up the worst of Lucky Peach?
With sausage making and you know, being able to kind of dictate all of the terms of what your end result are, mm-hmm. I find it to be such a rewarding process. And we provide the instructions for making your own sausage and for what to do with them. You know, we don't want people just singeing their sausages on the grill. So, yeah, I think there are aspects of sausage making and sausage cookery that are sort of unexplored. And I would like for people to go out there and try them.
Well, Chris, it's been a pleasure speaking to you about the worst of Lucky Peach, and we'll hope to see you soon.
Thanks very much.
Chris Ying is author of The Worst of Lucky Peach, A Treasury of Encased Meats. David Leet is publisher of Leet's Culinaria, lccooks.com. And Chris left us with a classic, Pigs in a Blanket, and it's at splendidtable.org.